just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Good to have you here on this Friday morning. Yes, green and white prognostication. So you just heard Belton guessing the score of the Ryder game against the Hamilton Ticats on Sunday at 40-24. I throw out 31-17. What will it actually be? Well, yet to be determined, but your opportunity to throw out your prognostication is coming up at 12 o'clock today. So stick around for that. Well, earlier this week, we did a very long conversation on the need for long-term care enhancement in the province. Our baby boomer population is aging, and as they age, the need for long-term care grows. But this isn't specific to just one community or the large urban centers. This is actually a province-wide need. We've talked with members of the government on this. We've talked with the official opposition on this. But it's important to hear from community members as well. And when we're talking about accessibility for healthcare in general, but long-term care, this is a very important topic in the north of our province. In fact, in LaRonge, local volunteers have stepped up in such a big way, raising more than $3.2 million toward furnishing and equipping a new long-term care home, dialysis unit, and expanded therapies area. Fundraising campaign is helping ensure residents up there can receive the care they need and receive it close to home. Because the key is, if you can receive it close to home, you're surrounded by family and friends. People can come and visit you in the hospital. You don't feel so isolated when you're living in this situation. I wanted to connect on this project. I love it. I think it's great. And the community is really coming together to help with this fundraising project. I'm happy to be joined today by Jacob Page, who is fundraising coordinator for the LaRonge and Area Long-Term Care Fundraising Committee. Jacob Page, welcome to the Evan Bray Show.
Hey, Evan. Nice to be on. Thank you for having me on today.
So for people who might not be familiar with the project, I just gave a brief overview, but what is the LaRonge and Area Long-Term Care Home? Why is this important to your community and Northern Saskatchewan in general?
Yeah, so the LaRonge and Area Long-Term Care Home is connected to our hospital here in LaRonge. And right now we have 16 beds, and the new LaRonge and Area Long-Term Care Home is going to have an increase of 64 beds. So the new long-term care will have an 80-bed capacity. And within this project, they're also going to expand the therapies area for physio, speech language, occupational therapies. And one of the other biggest things is they're actually going to be putting in a dialysis unit up here in the north as well. So it's a big medical facility tied into the new long-term care home.
I'm on your website right now, which is LaRongeLTC.ca, LTC standing for long-term care, LaRongeLTC.ca. Boy, you've had some big donations and some great success already in this campaign.
Absolutely. The community support has been absolutely incredible from local donors such as Dr. James Irving and Trudy Connor with their $300,000 donation that really got us started last year. And then since then, we've seen many, many families donate, you know, anywhere from $20 all the way up to one family donating $800,000 to our campaign.
And I think it's important to mention, because when people go onto the website, because this is the where people can go to give, don't be alarmed when you see an $800,000 donation. It doesn't mean your donation, which might be $50 or $100, whatever fits in your, that is still very, very helpful.
Absolutely. Every dollar helps. And if you're not able to give, you know, even $5, that's okay. Just talking about our campaign and sharing it on social media and having that conversation works just as good.
So can you give us a sense, Jacob, about the need? Like, what difference will this make once this facility is funded, up and running? What difference will it make for the community? What are community members faced with right now when it comes to whether it's long-term care or some of the other services that will be in this center?
Yeah, it's going to be incredible. So right now with the construction actually being 75% done on the long-term care side, I've heard a lot of people getting pretty excited. Right now, we have people in the tri-community of Lac La Ronge Indian Band, the village of Air Ronge, and the town of La Ronge, and the surrounding areas with family members that are in a long-term care home down south, whether that be Nipawin, Prince Albert, Saskatoon. So a minimum 250 kilometers one way for their loved ones. And, you know, some of these elders really haven't left the north. So for, you know, the first time they're out of the north for any long period of time is going into a long-term care home in a town that they've never been. It's just going to be incredible to have, you know, our community members back in town, close to home, close to their friends and their family, and definitely change their quality of life where they're going to be able to have visitors and be in a place that they're used to.
Jacob Page is my guest, fundraising coordinator for this great project, the La Ronge Area Long-Term Care Fundraising Committee. Do you have a sense of the need? Like, is there a waiting list? Are there, will this facility, once it's opened, be able to handle the need that is in the area currently?
Yes. So I do have some numbers from last year, but what I can say is it's the 80 beds are going to be full basically right away once the facility is up and operating to full capacity. You know, in a perfect world, there could be 150 beds, right? But with the aging population, and some people think that a long-term care home is only for elders, but it's not. It can be anybody. It could be somebody my age, being 28, in a long-term care home, whether it's from, you know, a debilitating chronic disease or car accident, which turned into, you know, a traumatic brain injury, something along those lines. And the wait list is already ramping up.
So the
I can get specific numbers.
Yeah, the money that we're raising here, Jacob, is I'm assuming it's kind of in partnership with some provincial government funding. Is that kind of how this is working?
Yeah, so we're set up basically like any other healthcare foundation within the province, except for we have the one mandate, and that mandate is to furnish and equip the new La Ronge Area long-term care home. So the Saskatchewan government is putting in approximately $100 million for this project. And what we are doing is raising the $5 million for the furniture, fixtures, and equipment throughout the therapies, long-term care, and dialysis unit, which is quite amazing because the provincial government actually waived the community share, which, you know, with most projects, people see a little bit of a larger fundraising effort that needs to happen. And with us, we're at that $5 million for the FF&E, which I think is pretty awesome and definitely achievable as we're approaching our goal pretty quick.
Yeah, very quickly, we're almost out of time, but what is the timeline? When are you hoping to hit the $5 million by?
I would love to see us hit it before the opening of the long-term care portion, which is supposed to be in April 2027.
Okay.
So we're working with, you know, anybody and everybody, and every dollar helps to help bring healthcare closer to home.
Good stuff. This has been a great chat, Jacob. I appreciate you joining the show.
Awesome. Thank you, Evan.
Jacob Page, fundraising coordinator for the La Ronge Area Long-Term Care Fundraising Committee. The website, again, larongeltc.ca. Got some great pictures on there. They talk about the donations, their mission, their vision, their values, everything you need to know. But if this is something that interests you, boy, money is going to a great cause. Not only the long-term care facility, but the expansion that also includes dialysis, expanded therapies area. A great facility for Saskatchewan's north. We'll take a break, come back to one of the great snowbirds. In fact, he was the commanding officer of the snowbirds with tomorrow, a special day in Moose Jaw. We'll talk a little bit about the history and the future of Saskatchewan and Canada's snowbirds next here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.